the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From Isaiah 11, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And from Matthew 1, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Once he came in blessing, the root of Jesse. Who is Jesse? He was not a prophet, a priest, or a king. He did not write any psalms. He did not win any battles for the nation of Israel. He was a simple shepherd and father. But at this he excelled, for 1 Samuel tells us that he had 8 sons. And when God grew tired of King Saul's rebellion against his will, he sent in the prophet Samuel to anoint one of Jesse's 8 sons to be the next king of Israel. From this humble father and shepherd, the next king would rise. And Samuel arrives and sees the firstborn son, Eliab, a tall, strong, fit young man. Remind you of anyone? Samuel says to himself, "Surely this is the Lord's Messiah, the Anointed One." But the Lord rebukes him. He rebukes Samuel's presumption, saying, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." In our more self-conscious moments, we love to read that the Lord looks at our hearts and not on our less than model-esque appearances. However, we forget that our hearts are far from God. As Paul says, the sinful heart is hostile to God. It does not submit to his law. Indeed, it cannot. In our hearts is where we hide our grossest sins, our deepest shame, and the secrets that we would never dare let out and open. Suddenly, we'd rather have God judging us on our less than perfect appearances than on our most hidden, grievous faults. But God does look at our hearts. And there he finds what his word has planted. For in those sinful hearts now dwells the Holy Spirit. At baptism he entered in to begin his sanctifying work. And so there he remains, at work in us to produce repentant hearts. Hearts that do not boast in themselves, but hearts that cling to the all-availing sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Through the Holy Spirit's work in our hearts, we may stand confident of what the Lord will see when he looks past our appearance and into our hearts. There he will find faith in the crucified and risen Messiah, a faith that only the Holy Spirit can create and sustain. But Vicar, the baggage, the shame, the guilt, the faults, it's all still there. The guilt just won't leave this sinful heart. So how could the Holy Spirit ever dwell in such a sinful heart as mine? How do I know that he is dwelling in your heart? Because the Lord sees not as man sees. Because the Lord takes what is lowly, humble, and broken and makes it his own. The Lord chose a simple shepherd in Bethlehem to be the father of a king. He chose the youngest and smallest of those 8 sons to be that king. And 300 years later, he chose a decimated, fragmented, and exiled nation to carry the promise further. For long after Jesse's name had passed into disuse, the prophet Isaiah calls upon that name to tell of the great redemption that the Lord would accomplish. Isaiah writes, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." The tree of the nation of Israel had been chopped down by God's judgment. But from the root of the stump, a branch would grow into a tree, a living tree, a tree that produces fruit. And since the Lord sees not as man sees, he did not place the root of Jesse in a palace. Instead, the root of Jesse is born in the hometown of Jesse, the lowly Bethlehem. God did not give this root of Jesse to be born of a king and a queen, but to be born of a poor, lowly virgin and guarded by a carpenter. God chooses the weak and lowly to accomplish his mighty work. Jesus Christ came in likeness lowly, Son of God most holy, bore the cross to save us, hope and freedom gave us. He did not come with power, might, and glory. He came in lowliness. He came as a baby in a manger. He came not to reign with visible authority over the world, but to have a cross laid upon his shoulders. The root of Jesse is given the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. He does not come to give us all the creature comforts we desire. He did not come to give us a rule book for your best life today. He came to save his people from their sins. And that root of Jesse did spring up, but he did so without honor and glory and fame and power. Instead, the root of Jesse sprang up only to suffer our fate. Though Jesus is the true and holy tree, the only living tree that could possibly produce fruit, he is cut down. We are the dead trees that can produce no good fruit, and we are allowed to stand. Yet Jesus, the root of Jesse, who is cut down, is then nailed to another dead tree, the cross. There on the cross, the living tree, the root of Jesse, sheds his good fruits for us. On that dead tree, the Son of God gives us his body and blood. And dying on that dead tree, Christ, the root of Jesse, opens the door for dead, sinful trees like us to be grafted into his vines. And as we are grafted into his vines, and as he has risen from death to life, so too we can be assured that we will pass through death to life at the final coming of him who once came in blessing, all our sins redressing. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all human understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.